dog and a little white cat were floating off in space. They sailed around without a sound in that empty, silent place. And as they sailed, they twisted tails till they came around face to face. They both felt free of the big, big G in that empty, silent place. They both felt free of the big, big G in that empty, silent place. Said the dog to the cat as he tipped his hat with a lazy, weightless grace. It's fine to be free and float vis-a-vis at such an effortless pace. Yes, it's fine to be free and float vis-a-vis at such an effortless pace. But I'd rather run round with my feet on the ground in a gravity-assisted race.
The cat raised her paw, put her specs on her nose. If you want the whole story, dog, here's how it goes. An apple falling from an apple tree falls with a certain regularity, and a comet spinning right around the sun moves with a predetermined precision. They both feel the tug of gravity, the long, long reach of the big, big G.
Out in space we seem gravity free, and so does all of our activity. But near to a body of the size of the sun, the smallest speck would almost weigh a ton. Its weight is the pull of gravity, the powerful tug of the big, big G.
Most strange of all for you and me is the wondrous work of relativity. The light of a star coming by the sun is bent on its way to oblivion. It bends to the pull of gravity, the relativistic reach of the big, big G.
The big black dog and the little white cat began at last to sink. Pulled out of the berth and down to the earth by the force of its magical link. Said the cat with a sigh as they tumbled on high,
"My dog, I hope you remember to think. There's a tiny tug between you and me, a special lovely link.
There's a tiny tug between you and me, a special lovely link. It's all amazing, all unseen, the force of nature's great machine, the far-flung field of gravity that wraps us all in one great sea. But best of all, there seems to be a tiny little pull between you and me.
A tiny little tug from me to thee.
That's more than the tug of the big, big G."